Proverbs 19:8 says, "He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good." The first part of our proverb is as simple as the second part, which we'll discuss in our next proverb devotional. The first part says, "He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul." But for the sake of clarity, this isn't a commandment. It's just simply a statement of fact. If you get wisdom, you are performing an act of love that benefits your own soul. In other words, this isn't to be the motive for getting wisdom, but it is an accurate description of the positive consequences for getting wisdom. The fact is, the Bible never tells us to love thyself. I've seen that on t-shirts and posters and bumper stickers with the picture of a Bible or a cross or something next to it, but it's not a biblical statement or a biblical commandment. Paul wrote something similar to our proverb, but instead of getting wisdom, Paul basically says that if you love your wife, you are, as a result, doing an act of love to yourself. And I think that goes both ways, men and women. Ephesians 5:28 says, "So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself." Now, the contemporary version says, "If wife ain't happy, ain't nobody happy," or something to that effect. But the message is similar. If you make your wife happy, you will make your own life happier. But then Paul goes on to say this in verse 29, "For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church." Now, people will point out that plenty of people have hated themselves and hated their own flesh, as seen with anorexia, bulimia, body dysphoria, people slashing and cutting and that sort of thing. And there's then the extreme examples of self-immolation, which has been seen in recent stories here in 2024, of people setting themselves on fire. But that represents about 0.10% of the population. So those exceptions prove the rule. But even many of these cases are the result of a self-loving, self-centered life that then ends with that result. Regardless, the Bible never tells us to love ourselves. It does point out the accurate consequences of things we do that then benefit us. When you love others or you seek biblical wisdom, you are doing something that is an act of love that will benefit yourself. False teachers have made whole ministries surrounded by this theme of self-love. It's really the main message behind false teachers like Norman Vincent Peale after World War II and into the 60s. And then along came his protege, Robert Schuller, through the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and then Joel Osteen. And there are many others. But it's a perversion of Scripture. And the fact is, with very few exceptions, men have a self-love problem. But it's not lack of self-love. It's actually the opposite. Paul warned that in these last days we could expect this focus on self-love. In 2 Timothy 3:1 and 2, Paul wrote this divinely inspired warning, saying, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves." So don't make loving your own soul your focus. That's perverted and unbiblical. But while you focus on getting wisdom, loving your wife, loving God, loving others, and even being self-sacrificial, you should understand that this is how you live a life that pleases God. And that is the best way to live. That's your best life now, actually. It's the only way to live a satisfying life filled with contentment and peace and joy and the other fruit of the Spirit. That's how Jesus and the apostles did it. They laid down their lives for him, served others in their particular ministries, and finished the course with the promise of eternal life, great reward, and having Jesus look them face to face, saying, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Paul spoke of things of this world and the suffering it brings, like this in Acts 20:24. "But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God."